Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you. In fact, I have to say I'm pleasantly surprised we have a better crowd than I thought. I thought more would maybe gone because of the way the 4th of July fell this year on a Sunday. I was talking to a few earlier. I don't remember when that last happened. But we are so glad to see all of you. We're glad that you're with us today on this sixth Sunday after Pentecost. And we're glad that you've come and chosen to be in God's presence and be touched by God's grace today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be looking at Psalm 130, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the depths that we face in life. So as we begin our service this morning, let's join together and stand and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship. Let God's praise be heard amid the congregation.
We lift our voices to the Lord of hosts.
Let thanksgiving be expressed from God's people.
We give thanks to God for our nation and freedoms.
Let God's praise be proclaimed wherever we go. Well, let's join together and praise God this morning by singing that hymn, either 111 in your hymn book, or we'll have it on the PowerPoint, the words this morning, God of our fathers.
Two verses.
Sorry, all four. Join together there this morning for our opening prayer. O Lord, your grace is sufficient for us. You are all that we need. Turn our hearts and minds to worship as we lean into your strength and receive the comfort and care that only you can give. Send your Spirit among us and open our ears to listen carefully to what you desire for us to hear. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. And this is your chance this morning to be a choir. Carla came in and she said, where's the music for this? And she started freaking out. And I said, we're going to sing it a cappella this morning. And she looked at me and I said, you know this song, God Bless America. Well, we're going to sing it through twice this morning. And I couldn't find it in any hymn books. So if you can find it somewhere, I'll let you go. I didn't want to bug her this week because they were the whole family's in and they're all camping. And so we're going to sing it together. If you remember that old Irving Berlin song, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. One more time. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Yes. I'm giving the clap for you guys. You sounded great, and I can hear you all up here. So, see, Carla, it sounded wonderful, didn't it? Yes, it did. Thank you for singing out. And I even heard some harmony a little bit in there from some people. So, well, since this is a kind of a rare occasion, as I was saying a little while ago about the 4th of July falling on a Sunday, I'm sure it has. I don't remember when it did in the past. I want us to take just a moment. You know, we sang that, and that, yes, that's a song, and I think it was originally Irving Berlin wrote that for a movie or something like that originally. And but I always thought about how that song is almost a prayer. God bless America, you know. And we are very grateful for the freedoms that we have as a nation. And I want us just to join together, and I'm going to pull it up here on the PowerPoint. Join together to pray a prayer for our nation today. And I ask that you would join with me if you'd like to, and praying it in unison together. So let's join and do that. We join our voices in prayer for our nation, O God. We ask for your blessing and guidance on our leaders and your protection and encouragement for our servicemen and women around the world. Keep us close to your heart, O God. Remind us to whom we belong. Help us to make the choices and changes that will please you. Help us to be wise stewards of our abundant resources, O God. and instruments of your peace and love. We are grateful for the freedoms we enjoy and the opportunities that abound. Let your freedom ring throughout our land, freedom to serve, worship, and honor you. Let your freedom ring, O God. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining with me this morning. And I'm going to invite our, do we have any kids? Yeah, we do. I see one, Chase anyways. He was back for a while when it was just Chase and I. So I'll quiz him a little bit here this morning. Okay, so what is today?
July
4th. July 4th. What are we celebrating today?
Don't really know.
Oh, come on. Yes,
you all know. Divisions?
Yes, our independence, which sometimes people also call it the birthday of our nation, the birth of our nation, our Independence Day. The reason we've always stressed the independence, but it's kind of the birth of our nation, the birthday of our nation. But we celebrate independence because we kind of broke off from England, yeah, and the British Empire at that time. And, but anyway, so we are thankful that we have all the freedoms that we do. And that doesn't mean, though, that we still don't sometimes face hardships as individuals and as a nation. And sometimes during those times, that's when we as the church are called to pray and to live out the good news that God has given to us, you know, because we are able to worship freely. You know, there's some countries where they go to church underground, in hiding, you know, because they don't have the freedoms. It's much better today than it was when I was your age. When I was your age, there was a lot of places you couldn't in Russia, you couldn't in China, you couldn't in a lot of places around the world. They didn't have that freedom. But today, a lot of things have changed. Even though some of those places are still tough, at least they're allowed to worship more so. There's still some places, though, where they're not allowed at all. And where's that? Yeah, North Korea is probably, yeah, that's right, North Korea is true, and a few other places, and then in some of those places where they're tolerated, they still are a lot of times persecuted, you know, where families reject them if they start to follow Jesus, follow Christ, and are baptized, and it just always reminds me of how thankful I am for our freedoms, and thank God for our nation that we're able to do that. In spite of our ups and downs and everything that happens, you know, and everybody has things they don't like and they like, that's just part of living anywhere. But still, we are very thankful to God. And so it reminds me, you know, using a little bit, I'm going to tie it just for a second here. What depths are you facing? I cry out to you from the depths, Lord. It just reminds us that no matter what we're facing or going through, we can cry out to God and ask God to hear us and to help us. And God will do that. So, okay, you can go on back to your seat this morning. And we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern this morning that you would like to share as we go to our time of prayer today. Someone this morning. Yes.
Well, my older grandson sprained his hand while he was playing baseball. But believe it or not, he bounced back and was back playing baseball yesterday. But when he came off the field, we thought it might have been broken. So
What is his first name?
Carter,
okay, yeah, that's right. Carter. So we want to remember Carter. Ask for God's healing touch for him today. Someone else this morning. Someone else. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay, we know that God knows that one. And I saw another.
John Taylor, he has declined. They called in hospice, and they said his organs are starting to shut down.
Okay. So we want to remember John Taylor this morning and the family. Someone else, yeah. Yes, we will do that. We'll lift those up. And, you know, just mentioning that, I'm sure there's others that could be traveling during the holiday weekend, praying for safe travels, you know, during that time. Someone else? Anyone?
Bonnie.
Yes. Let me give you a little bit of an update on Bonnie. Some of you and the prayer chain, because I didn't send out after I heard about the change. So supposedly what was supposed to happen is she was supposed to go in and have surgery this week to take out that tumor in her throat area. But when they got started and with everything, or before they got started with everything, they found out that she had a really bad infection around the area of her trach. And so they delayed and postponed that because they wanted to make sure that they got that infection taken care of, because if she went in and had surgery and got that taken care of, but that infection spread, it could be very serious. So she is at home now. I think, did she come home yesterday? Okay, she came home yesterday. She's on these antibiotic mega doses of antibiotic. And then when is she going to be going back in?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. So they want to make sure that that infection is completely cleared up before they do the surgery, and then they'll go in. So keep Bonnie in your prayers and continue to pray for healing for her, and appreciate that. And somebody else? Anyone else this morning? Asking for prayers for Jody's dad, Bruce, as we've been praying for him. They gave him an extra week off from treatments because of how weak he was, and continue to pray for strength for him. He is scheduled this week to have his next round of chemo, and really praying for God's strength through that, and also for his appetite, which the chemo has just kind of wiped out, and that's where he was losing the nutrition that he needed. So we appreciate your prayers for him. Anybody else then this morning before we go to prayer? All right. Well, we have those that have been mentioned. So as Carla plays this morning, give you a chance to pray, and then I'll come and close us out. Our gracious God, as we pause today, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for your goodness to us, your grace, your love, the wonder and mystery that we experience with you when you work in our lives in ways that we don't always understand, but we are grateful and thankful that you are with us through everything, the good and the bad, the struggles, the joys, all that you are there. And Lord, we are also grateful as our nation celebrates its birthday today. We are grateful for this nation that we live in. the freedoms that we have. And thank you, Lord, for all those that have worked so hard and served to make sure that we keep those freedoms in our world today. And God, we're thankful and grateful. And Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. We especially pray for Carter, God, with his sprained hand, or maybe it's more serious. We don't know yet, but God, we're asking for your healing touch there. We pray for John and his family as hospice has been called in and his organs are shutting down. Lord, we just pray for strength and grace today and peace, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Bonnie to you, Lord, asking for your continued healing touch as they're trying to clear up this infection. Lord, we pray that you'll just work with the antibiotics there to help clear that up and bring complete healing so that she'll be able to go in and have that surgery and they'll be able to get that tumor and anything else out that is cancerous, Lord, and that she can begin to recover and experience that healing touch. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we lift up Bruce. Lord, we continue to pray for strength for him and grace and for his appetite, Lord, which is, I know it's been so hard for him lately. And God, that you'll just be with him. Give him that strength as he goes in this week for his next round of treatment and watch over. And Lord, I'm also thinking about all those on our monthly calendar that we pray for and we lift up. And so many of them are battling cancer also and going through treatments and other things. We just pray for your healing touch and grace for each of them and strength for them as that you will do that as only you can do, God. And thank you for the doctors and nurses and all those that work so hard to help be with them. And Lord, we pray for Becky's grandkids that are traveling, that you'll just bring them back safely, and others that we know of that may be traveling this weekend and so many on the roads, that you'll keep them all safe. And thank you for watching over them. And Lord, we lift up this unspoken need today. God, we know that you know what that is. And so we lift it up to you and maybe some others today, Lord. Something in their life that they're facing right now and that they could not share. I pray that your hand of grace will be with them and that your strength will be with them and that they can know that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. And so we thank you for that today. And we continue to lift up our first responders and our medical personnel as they're all working through this time. We think about our shut-ins right now. God, that you will just continue to give them grace and minister to them. And we're thankful for that. And Lord, send us forth this week that we might be a blessing to those that we come in contact with. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you for joining with us for our time of prayer. Well, this morning we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, as I always say, thank you so much for your faithfulness in giving. It's what continues the work of the ministry of this church and continues to be blessings and missions and other things that goes forth out of here. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. join together there in your bulletin for our dedication. Creator of all things, we give back to you in honor of your great name. Take and use our gifts that they may serve your kingdom. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading is coming from Psalm 130 this morning. Psalm 130, it's our lectionary psalm for the day. And we will be reading the entire psalm. I cry out to you from the depths, Lord, my Lord. Listen to my voice. Let your ears pay close attention to my request for mercy. If you kept track of sins, Lord, my Lord, who would stand a chance? But forgiveness is with you. That's why you are honored. I hope, Lord. My whole being hopes, and I wait for God's promise. My whole being waits for the Lord more than the night watch waits for morning. Yes, more than the night watch waits for the morning. Israel, wait for the Lord. Because faithful love is with the Lord. Because great redemption is with our God. He is the one who would redeem Israel from all its sin. That is God's word for this morning, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight this morning, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And amen. Well, a barn cat and mouse all died on the same day and went to heaven. And while they were there, St. Peter ran into the mouse. And the mouse said, or St. Peter said, "Hey, mouse, how is heaven?" And he's like, "Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so amazing. And it's just, but it's also so hard to get around, and it's so great, and it's hard and difficult to get around." And he said, "Would you be willing to provide me with some roller skates?" And St. Peter said, "Yep, we can do that. This is heaven." So a little bit later on, the mouse got his roller skates, and he was just going all over the place, just enjoying the wonder and beauty of heaven. Well, a little bit later on, St. Peter ran into that old barn cat. And that barn cat, when St. Peter said, "Well, hey, how's it going? How's it going up here? Are you enjoying heaven?" And the barn cat said, "Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful, amazing. I just can't express my appreciation enough. And I just wanted to let you know that the best thing about heaven is the meals on wheels." I shared that before, but it's been a while. I want to talk to you this morning about out of the depths. Out of the depths. When Jody and I went to Hawaii on our honeymoon, we had toured several of the islands. I think it was, help me out here, Jody, it was four of them, right? Yes. And one of my favorites was Kauai. Now, Kauai is the least commercialized of all of the islands. In fact, if any of you ever watched that Elvis Presley movie, Blue Hawaii, when they go down that little canal and he and the girl at the end of the movie get married, we drove and went right by that canal when we were in Kauai. But the one thing that was nice about Kauai, because when we went, we were on a two-week tour. So, I mean, every day we were getting up early, jumping on a bus, going here, going there, and you know, sightseeing and everything. But when we got to Kauai, we had an entire day where we could just do what we wanted. Now, some went on other excursions that were extra, but we decided to stay. And the one thing we did that day is just hung out on the beach. It was kind of a private beach right behind our hotel that we were staying at. It was grittier sand, I can still remember it. as compared to on Hawaii, or I'm sorry, on where's Honolulu at? Oh well, whichever it was, I can't remember now. The big, where everybody vacations at, usually when they go to Hawaii, where the beaches are everywhere, and yeah, and very commercialized. But anyways, so we were out in the ocean swimming, and the waves were big. And Jody and I, it was a little rougher that day, because it was the beach, and then right there was the ocean coming in. And it wasn't like in some of the other areas where there's a reef, that a barrier that gives you a wading pool and you can go out and just float and take it easy and enjoy. So we were right in the rough waters of the Pacific. And it took all of our strength for Jody and I to tread in that. And I finally said, I don't know if you're feeling like me, but I'm tired. I said something like this. I don't remember the exact wording. I said, can we go in and sit down for a while? So we went in and rested, because it just took all of our strength treading in that water. We've all been there in life. Maybe not literally in Hawaii, but we've all been there in the depths of life where we're treading hard. The depths, those dark, difficult, depressing times in life. It's here in those places that our world feels upside down. Our life, where we once felt entirely in control, has begun to spiral out of reach. We're not even sure if there's light at the end of this. And such times can wear on our souls. These moments in the depths can play tricks on our minds and our hearts and our souls. They leave us asking ourselves, am I here because of something I did? Is it my fault? And what if I had more faith? Should I be praying more? You've probably been there before, haven't you? I know I have. Or if I just trusted God, God would make all the chaos go away and life would be easier. In other words, it's just difficult to keep treading the depths. Our psalm this morning gives language to this shared experience. It speaks of that struggling aspect of our human experience, treading in the midst of trouble while trying to hold out hope in the Lord in the midst of it all. Have you been there? I know I have. And a couple things that kind of jump out at me that I want to share with you this morning, I hope will help us to remember when we face those times that God is with us and that God will see us through as we do. So let's begin there by, first of all, talking about reaching out to God from the depths. That's what the psalmist does. That's what we read. I cry to you from the depths, O Lord. Let me just say it like this so I can give you a different kind of a definition or understanding of depths. The depths characterize the overwhelming forces that threaten life. What are those things? There's a lot of them. We face them all the time in life. The difficulties, the things that come our way. And the psalmist, as we read this morning, is in a sea of trouble. We don't know exactly what the psalmist was facing. It's left unknown in our reading today. Perhaps it included some kind of personal trouble or despair, or suffering, or guilt. The psalmist is saying it this way: Lord, help me, help me. I'm drowning. I'm trying to hold on here. I'm up to my neck in trouble. What depths are you treading that is causing you to cry out to God? Maybe it is grief over the loss of a loved one. Maybe through all this COVID stuff that we faced, it was a loss of a job. Maybe it was the diagnosis of a serious illness, or maybe it was just the wrong, bad choices that we made at that moment that caused a lot of trouble in our lives. The psalmist doesn't just leave it there, though. The psalmist cries out for God's favor amid a sea of trouble. I like this. This is where you see the psalmist's faith and trust in the Lord. Lord, listen to my voice. Pay attention to my requests. I like that language here. Pay attention to my requests. Literally means, God, do me a favor. Have you ever asked somebody to do a favor for you? I'm sure we all have at one time. Maybe you were on the other end and you were doing the favor for somebody. And when they ask you, some of you probably just said, oh, not a problem, I'll take care of it. Or maybe then on the other hand, you were asking and they said the same thing to you. Now, sometimes people, have you ever had, hey, would you be willing to do me a favor? You know, we've all probably had that. Maybe you felt that way. I think there's probably been a few times where I'm like, you know. But God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. Now, that doesn't mean that God may answer exactly the way we want God to answer. Sometimes, like I said, the greatest answer would always be God just takes rid of that, gets rid of the trouble, gets rid of the depths, gets rid of the chaos, gets rid of the way we feel in those moments. I'm going to share this. This is, I don't know why, and I think I shared it with Kathy, not my sister Kathy, Kathy Maxson. We were talking about baseball, and I said, Chase had a great soccer season this year, but this baseball season has just drove me nuts. And here I am, Dad, wanting to fix and control and take care of everything and make the whole season different than what it's been. And it's just one of those things where you just gotta let go, and there's nothing you can do, you know, except maybe trying to help Chase get better, which his coach did say, you know, but it's just been one of those frustrating, and those times can just, we stress ourselves out about things that are beyond our control. And God's just saying, rest in me. And I thought about this, and I think, why is the psalmist so insistent that God pay attention? Well, probably because he or she has been hoping or waiting for a long time. That was my first thought. Maybe the psalmist has been praying and asking God to deliver or whatever, and he's been praying it for a long time, and maybe nothing's happened yet. I mean, we've all been there, haven't we? And it challenges our faith at times. Have you been waiting a long time? See, this is real stuff, isn't it? The psalmist isn't promising answers will come quickly. Many times we have to wait and hope. Did you notice how many times in our reading, wait, wait on the Lord, wait and hope on the Lord. Israel, you wait too. I mean, he invites everybody to join in because waiting is not an easy thing. How does the psalmist wait on the Lord and hope? And this is what I hope will give you something to think about this morning as you recall what God has done for you. The psalmist waits in hope by recalling God's uniqueness. Sometimes when we've been waiting and it doesn't seem like the answer has been coming and we've been praying a long time, sometimes God will just remind us of what God has done for us before. And in those moments, then, it brings hope to wait and to continue on and to press on. In our psalm today, the psalmist brings up three things that I want to focus on. First of all, God is a God of forgiveness. Thank God. Jesus demonstrated God's forgiveness perfectly by reassuring people of it and letting them know that God loves them. He reached out to the worst, even those everybody thought was beyond God's forgiveness.
You know, sometimes we think we are beyond God's forgiveness. Maybe it's something we did a long time ago. And we wonder sometimes as God, and we're still beating ourselves up over something we did. I like what the psalmist said. They put it in our the Common English Bible in the form of a question that it kind of says, if you would remember all of our sins, we would be in a heap of trouble. I'm kind of paraphrasing it a little bit there. And I was reading one of the commentators this week who is a Hebrew specialist on the Psalms, and he says, this psalm makes it very clear that God is not running around behind us writing down everything we do wrong. Sometimes I think we think that. And I thought, oh Lord, that's really good. But God is a God of forgiveness. Jesus was even called the friend of sinners. With you, O God, there's forgiveness. Second thing is God is a God of unfailing love. That's that word that I've shared many times, hesed, which is a covenant word. Faithful love is with you, unfailing love. That's God's commitment to us. You might even translate it stubborn love. You know somebody that's stubborn? We all do. Maybe we are a little bit. Yeah. Now think about God as being stubborn. And then think of it in this light. God is stubbornly in love with you. And that ain't going to change. We will never be separated from God's love in Christ Jesus, as Paul says. God's unfailing love will never let go. Never. With you, O God, there's faithful love. And then the last one there. God is a God of deliverance. Now, this is the one we always want to happen. But it's because of the other ones that God is a God of deliverance. Redemption is with you, our reading says. The word redemption stresses the relief or freedom we enjoy after being rescued. Have you ever gotten yourself into a situation and you thought, oh my gosh, this can't get any worse? And sometimes it does. And then something changes and it all works out. And you're like, whew, man, I'm glad I'm not in that. It's like a load of bricks that just fell off your back in that moment. God has a way of rescuing people from hopeless situations. Situations that we've gotten ourselves into because of our own choices and decisions. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for God's rescuing grace. There's good news this morning. No matter how deep we've gotten in over our heads, no matter how badly we've gotten bogged down into the muck and mire of the depths, we are never out of the range of God's forgiveness, unfailing love, and deliverance. So let me encourage you this morning. The next time you're facing some depths and you're wondering what God is doing or what God is up to, remember God's forgiveness, unfailing love, and deliverance is there. Our cries from the depths can be transformed into waiting on the Lord in hope. Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand up this morning, take a few moments and greet one another. You can give some fist bumps, elbow bumps, or if you like to shake hands, and I even see some hugging, so go ahead this morning. this morning in my life, Lord, be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. In my song, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In my song, Lord, be glorified today. In your church, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In your church, Lord, be glorified today.
Well, let's join together for our benediction. Through currents and crashing waves, God is with us. Go in peace and remember that God goes with you. Amen.